today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I sent my friend a text about 12 smiley face emojis because the band went into Spirit in the Night. And yes, I was extremely excited.
All right, we're here at Denizens Brewing. Your place is really getting crowded.
It's popping.
They're about to kick us out, so we better get this thing moving.
Yeah.
Right here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We're here at Suburbs Fest 2023. Yeah. Let's hear it, peoples. All right. And with us is someone, you've been to all, wait, you've been to...
I've been to everyone except for 2021. I was going to, ironically, fish in Vegas, so that was my fall trip instead of coming here.
So you've been to Chicago, Louisville, and then two, this is your second one in D.C.
Yes. Second time in the DMV.
This is Jason Goble, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, all right. Everybody.
And from New York, from Manhattan.
Right there. Right. Apparently, Manhattan may be sinking today, but tragically hip song. But hopefully it's okay.
All right, so what would you like to talk about today?
So he's come up a couple times today. I've been to a lot of concerts, but the one I want to talk about is Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. And yeah, I apologize to you DC folks because I think the MetLife shows may have killed him, or at least put him out of commission, but I do feel like I should be talking about the...
Thank you, sir.
I haven't had
Thank
a live
you,
concert report in a while, so I figured I'd give All you right. a live concert report.
All right, sounds good.
Beautiful.
So I guess first thing I want to say is I remember there was a Hoot at the beginning of the year, and the Hoot ended, and we were sort of conversing afterwards, and part of the conversation was, are you going to pay a lot of money to sit in the arena to see Springsteen? Now, I didn't see him in arena. I was in the upper level of MetLife. It was only a $100 ticket. That having been said, I'll just say for an artist that if you're going to see any artist in that type of setting, I mean, 60,000 Bruce Springsteen fans communing, pretty much everybody there to see Mr. Springsteen and the fabulous, wonderful E Street Band, that's the type of show you want to be in a stadium to see. In New York, admittedly, it's impossible to sort of get tickets to an arena, too. So most of the time I've seen him like six or seven times, has been at either Giant Stadium or MetLife, but I've loved every show I've seen because, again, it's sort of a religious experience going there and seeing him playing in the masses at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, that would be the cathedral for, Springsteen,
I realize
right?
That's the home base.
Yeah.
If you're going to see a stadium show, that would be the place
Right? Yeah, the Meadowlands or MetLife, right on the hallowed ground.
And it probably feels more victorious in some way than going to see either of the two football teams.
That's true. Can I just say, and I'll get back to Springsteen, I am a Giants fan, and they suck this year, too. But the most Jetsy thing to ever happen to the Jets was Aaron Rodgers getting hurt four snaps into the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll just say, there's a coworker who got laid off in my place. He's settled elsewhere. Thank God he doesn't work in my place anymore because I don't think I could have kept a straight face after that Tuesday, Monday night game. I think the best way to talk about my Springsteen experience, if you'll indulge me, is my friend Craig, who I mentioned earlier. We didn't go to the show together, but we ended up meeting at the show, and we talked for like an hour, hung out for an hour before the show, and then we were kind of texting each other before the show. And I think the best place to start was, I wasn't at the Friday night show. I was going back and forth whether to go also to Friday night, but he had been doing the same set list pretty much every night. So I pretty much decided I wasn't going to go. But as per the topic that was just discussed, I do look at set lists. So he did two of my favorite songs that night, which was Darkness on the Edge of Town and Spirit in the Night. So, there was a little regret. any event, the show starts. It's about six songs in. He did Two Hearts, which I like, and he did Something in the Night off Darkness. My friend texted me around the time Something in the Night. This is when he did Darkness. I'm like, all right, I know I'm not getting Darkness. But about three songs later, I sent my friend a text about 12 smiley face emojis because the band went into Spirit in the Night.
Wow.
And yes, I was extremely excited. They then did Atlantic City, which again is great for New Jersey. Pretty much did the rest of the set list at the end of the day. Ended with Thunder Road. Now, before the show, I'd been going back and forth with my friends, my friend Craig, friends that weren't going to the show. I was pretty sure at one of the three shows, he was going to be doing Jungle Land. It's sort of a New Jersey thing, a New York staple.
Yep.
So after he went to do he started the encore with Jungle Land. And my friend texted me, you called it, and I will keep it clean so you don't have to put the E on there. I basically said, expletive, yes, in all caps. Jungle Land, to me, it may not be my absolute favorite Springsteen live song. I had seen him do it once before, but you can't help when you see Springsteen live. You get a Jungle Land. I mean, first off, you get that opening. You get Roy Batan playing the piano, and you know you're in for a 9-minute ride.
Yeah.
You know you're getting Jake, obviously originally Clemens, Clarence's solo. Right. And you know you're getting that solo. And then you're getting 65,000 fans in various state of sobriety basically singing in unison, despite their state of sobriety. Tonight in Jungle Land.
Tonight in Jungle
He did Born to Run, and he did Rosalita. And again, I don't mean to make light of those songs. Rosalita, again, one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs. But there was a moment after that song that basically was one of my favorite Springsteen moments of all time. Because there was a song I'd been chasing for a long time. A long, long time. I heard it first in like 1985. I think it was a B-side to one of the Born in the USA songs. It's not even one of his. But basically, they finished Rosalita. The band started kicking in. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, maybe. And then Roy goes in with the bam, 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 bam. And then Max with the drums. And then Devil with the blue dress,
oh,
blue
wow.
dress, blue dress, nice. Devil with the blue dress on. I texted my
That's
friend.
Amazing.
I texted my friend. I said, holy expletive deleted. And then the spirit, it was a Sunday night. So the spirit invaded me.
Wow.
And I understand kind of, I remember the moment. So I didn't go full-blown Taylor Swift fans who paid $1,000 for their tickets and couldn't remember what was going on. But I do remember there was a lot of uncontrolled moving and grooving and shaking and parts of me that probably should not be moving that fast. But I was in heaven. And the last text I sent to my friend after that ended was, and this one, I think we're allowed to say this, even, and I realize that it's a podcast, but I texted my friend and I said he could fart into the mic for the next rest of the show and I would still be extremely satisfied. So ladies and gentlemen, that's my Bruce Springsteen story.
That's great.
Fantastic.
I'm exhausted just listening to this.
I know, encore.
Incidentally, this came up, so I might as well come clean because I was talking with a couple of people. I wasn't intentionally trying to do Dick Vitale at the end of the day. I'm only going to throw that out there. It was one of the reasons why when you put me on the spot, and that wasn't a bad thing, but when you put me on the spot at the end of the NCAA tournament thing, when I tried to do Vitale, I'm like, oh my God, now I actually have to do Vitale. So, I'm actually generally a shy guy, but I think being that locked up for 2 years and frankly communicating with you guys was my outlet. So yes, you got now a Jason that usually takes about a year for people to know at the end of the day.
That's right. That's great.
We love you, man. We love you.
All right, so after the show, did you save the set list?
Well, I have Setlist FM. I mean, honestly, I was kind of hoping he would put it in an airplane and
sail it up to the upper deck.
That was not going to happen, obviously.
Okay, one quick question because we're just about out of time here. But
sure.
there's been some discussion among Springsteen fans, some grousing about how his sets have been fairly static on this tour. Not a whole lot of variation. Does that matter much to you?
I mean, honestly, I usually only go to see him one time. I mean, the good thing,
right.
And Ms. Snyder, I am actually hoping that there is a tour next year because I'm pretty sure New Jersey will be a sight, and I will definitely be going back to New Jersey if that's the case.
All right.
So, I didn't mind. I mean, and to be honest, that set list was freaking amazing.
Right, right.
Again,
I don't care.
Saving it for the kicking the expletive out, actually.
So Mike, Tim, Patrick, anybody else, if he comes back, if Springsteen comes back through New Jersey, we all got to go, right?
Yeah.
We all
got
to go with Jason,
yes,
don't you
please,
think?
Please come on down.
Yeah, all right. That's
come
a date.
On down.
We'll do that. Okay, bag of questions time. I don't like that one.
I think I have one more car story, by the way.
Oh, here we go. This is totally random. This could not be better to ask somebody from Manhattan. Have you ever ridden a horse?
And when I was in eighth grade, I went to a camp with horseback riding. So, yes.
Wow.
Have I ever ridden in a horse-drawn carriage? No. Have I ever attempted to steer a horse-drawn carriage? I don't think I was ever drunk enough to try and grab the reins, but if I have, I apologize to the Central Park conservancy people.
And the horse.
All right, Jason Goble, everybody.
All right, Jason, we got two postcards left.
Okay.
And we got a Spyro Gyra and a Poco and a couple of 7 inches and a cassette.
I don't have a record player, but I think I may have somebody who may want the Poco.
Oh, right. Poco.
All right.
Country rock.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan, and that's Patrick Foster. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Tonight in Jungle Land.